Hey guys, again, thanks for joining the Drive podcast. I'm actually not driving, but I have my phone and I have a few minutes, so just wanted to continue on. And season 29, remember, it looks a little bit different. It's not all fancy. Not that it was fancy to begin with, but, you know, it's just kind of raw. But I'm going over encouragements and exhortations to hopefully lift up your countenance and give you just hope. Real hope, true hope, which is from the Lord. But the one today, I'm just going to read it. Let me just read it to you. It says this. And again, this is 100 Encouragements and Exhortations, a book I'm having published. So don't let hobbies hijack the time you could spend with the Lord. Don't let hobbies hijack the time you could spend with the Lord. Hobbies can be a really good thing and a healthy thing as long as they don't completely consume you. And that's the thing, a good thing can become a very bad thing if it becomes an all-consuming thing. Enjoy your hobbies, yes, but don't let them take you away from the Lord and hijack that precious one-on-one time with God. He longs for daily communication with you, and when you spend time with Him, you are blessed abundantly. And so again, hobbies are good, good, healthy hobbies are good because we want to stay busy. You know, obviously Proverbs tells us that to be idle is not a good thing because we're going to get into all kinds of trouble. And so, yeah, have hobbies. That's a good thing, but don't let them consume you. And that's really the question I think every one of us or each one of us needs to ask ourselves. What's consuming me? Like, what am I putting first? What do I think about the most? What do I focus on every day more than anything else? You know, and I think that's so important because, you know, there was a time in my life where I wasn't focusing on the Lord every day and I suffered for it. And it was my own doing, or it was my own undoing, because I wasn't focused on what really matters, who is the Lord. And so we really have to assess where we're at. Like, God, am I putting you first, or are you kind of like third or fourth down the list? You know, am I looking to you first, or are my extracurricular activities kind of taking over? And so hobbies are good. They're good, but if a good thing becomes a consuming thing and takes us away from the main thing, then that's a problem, right? And so that's really the crux of this whole thing, you guys. Like, what is consuming you? What are you focused on the most? And I would say even this week, make a list and write down what you do, what you spend your time on, so you can go back and assess it afterwards and go, yeah, I'm spending way too much on this. I'm spending too little on this. The Lord is not first at all in my life right now, and that is what is making me struggle so bad. And so I would just really say, you know, do some self-introspection in order to figure those things out. But I've seen it over and over again where a hobby or an extracurricular activity starts out just as a fun thing, but then it becomes sort of an idol in the person's life and they get pulled away from God because they stop focusing on Him and Him alone. And that's when it becomes such a big issue and such a big problem, and you struggle and you suffer and you realize, you wonder, why am I struggling? Why am I suffering? Oh, because I'm not putting God first. And so that's really, as believers, as Christians, that's what we should be doing, right? Putting God first, not on the back burner for when we need Him. So much of the time, believers see God as a backup plan. When everything is going down the drain, I'm going to call on God. Until then, I'm not going to do anything. No, call on God right now. Focus on God now. Let Him consume you. To let the Lord and the things of the Lord consume you is a good thing. Get addicted to His word. Delve into His precepts. Continue to fellowship with believers. Worship Him in your car, at work, at home. Put the things of God first. And when you do that, man, you're going to be so blessed, you guys. And you know that. You know that. But we have these vicious cycles where we kind of get sidetracked. We get distracted. We get pulled away from Him who matters, from Him who we worship, from Him who is worthy. And so just be careful and be aware of where you're at with the Lord. and be aware of where you're spending your time, what you're spending your time on. Don't let hobbies hijack your time with God. Don't let them take away. Don't let them break down what God has built up. Hobbies can be a good thing, but they can become a bad thing when they become an all-consuming thing. Let God consume you. Let God take your heart. Let God lead you. Put Him first. And if there's time after that, definitely engage in that hobby. If you can engage in that hobby and worship the Lord at the same time, praise God. But don't let hobbies hijack your time with God. God loves you so much, and He wants you to put Him first, and He waits to be wanted, and He's right there. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. He's going to build you up and strengthen you. Believe in Him and follow Him and put Him first. It won't take away all the struggles, but it will help you through the struggles. It won't eradicate your trials, but it will get you through the storms. Put God, place God first above all else. And everything else will line up and come into place, and you'll realize what is important, who is important in life. The Lord Jesus. Well, God bless you guys, and hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.